Followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
John Powell wrote, "Saying yes to God's gift of love and life, his life's primary and above all else means choosing love as a life principle. Lord of love, as we complete this day and journey home, we are thankful for your teaching us to love one another, and especially those you have given us to love. Help us to make loving others our life principle, and find ways to express it in varied ways and in the varied relationships we have. And may we express it fully with those we experience your presence this weekend in your house of prayer. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, here. Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, here. Curls, here. Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Green would like to be recognized.
Senator from Green.
You have a quorum.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Secretary will read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 16th day, Wednesday, February 6, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move further reading that the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as open and fully read.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved. We are on the order of business introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have some special guests. I think my colleagues are keenly aware that our county commissioners are here, and it's great to have our folks and friends from back home that are here. Right now on the bench, I've got some county commissioners from Carroll and Saline County, so I'd like for them to stand and be recognized by the body, and thanks for coming today. Let's give them a round of applause. How's that sound?
Make the senator's guests feel welcome. Further introduction, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to introduce to the body Dr. Jeff Copeland, who is serving today as our doctor of the day. He's on your right, my left, and I would hope that the body would make him feel welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Please welcome the doctor of the day. Further introductions. Seeing none, we are on the order of business. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Seeing none, we are on the order of business of resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
I have a resolution.
Proceed, Senator. This Please send the resolution forward.
This resolution
Would you care to explain your resolution, Senator?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This resolution is the annual employee authorization, and which we plan to take up Monday.
Resolution will be printed in the journal. Further resolutions? Seeing none, we are on the order of business concurrent resolutions. Seeing none, we are on the order of business introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
I have a bill.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 282, introduced by... Senate Bill number 277, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the Missouri Energy Efficiency Performance Standard.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you. Further introduction of bills. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
I have two.
Thank you for your courteous response, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send them forward.
I am sending those bills forward with the trusty Sergeant of Arms that has fresh ink on them. And may I add, Mr. President, you're doing a fine job this morning.
Thank you, Senator.
For some reason, our bill numbers were numbered all the way up to 288.
Those bills are now making their way to the dais, Mr. President.
Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 278, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Senator, would you care to explain the bill?
No explanation needed.
Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 279, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to the administration of state employee benefits.
Senator, would you care to explain the bill?
Mr. President, the body will be happy to know explanation needed for that bill either.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bill. Senator from Christian, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have three bills. They are signed, and my mic is working, and unlike some rookies, I'm ready to send them forward.
Please send the package forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 280, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the designation of a bridge.
Senator, would you care to explain?
No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 281, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to insurance coverage for dental services.
Senator, would you care to explain?
No explanation at this time.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 282, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the endangerment of emergency workers.
Senator, would you care to explain this one?
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bill. Senator from Polk, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of bill.
Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill from the Senator from Polk.
Senate Bill number 283, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to candidacy qualifications for certain county offices.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the First, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a bill for filing.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
That's going to be sipped in at all.
Senate Senate Bill number 284, introduced by Senator Sifton et al., an act relating to school safety.
Senator, would you care to explain?
It's a bullying bill, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bill. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to introduce a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
I'd like to introduce Bill LaRue, one of our doormen. Thank you.
Duly noted, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the third, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have two bills to introduce.
Please send them forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Please send it forward.
Senate Bill number 285, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to access to certain electronic monitoring information by local law enforcement agencies.
Senator, would you care to explain?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 286, introduced by Senator Romine et al., an act relating to the designation of memorial highways.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Rise for a point of personal privilege.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to take this opportunity to acknowledge something that happened in my community 5 years ago today. This is the fifth anniversary of the shootings in Kirkwood, and it was a very, very difficult day for the community, and still those emotions are still very, very raw and have affected people in that community 5 years later. I just want to acknowledge those who lost their lives that day, performing, going to work as they would have any other day, whether as a police officer or serving their community on the city council or in the Kirkwood administration. They went to work just like all of us do each day, performing their duties and in that calling of public service, but they didn't get to go home that night. And those families obviously are still dealing with that, and many are my neighbors, literally and figuratively. Kirkwood Sergeant, Police Sergeant William Biggs lost his life that day. Officer Tom Ballman lost his life that day. Council members Connie Carr and Michael Lynch lost their lives that day. Public Works Director Ken Yost lost his life that day. And Mayor Mike Swoboda, who was wounded, later lost his life from injuries suffered that evening. As I mentioned, it's very difficult to come to grips with what happened. The community is moving forward. My treasurer, my friend, the city attorney of Kirkwood, John Hessel, survived. And was a hero that day, but as I mentioned, the six individuals that I mentioned did not get a chance to go home that night, and they lost their lives. So I would just ask the Senate to pause for a moment of silence in recognition of the memory, to honor the memory of those who lost their lives, and a silent prayer for those who continue on.
Senator, it's a tragedy we will all remember. The Senate will have a moment of silence.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the order of business introduction of bills. Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise? Or second?
Bill, I'd like to send it forward.
Please send it forward.
No explanation.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 287, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to captive insurance companies.
The Senator has foregone explanation. Thank you. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
I too have a bill.
Send it forward.
And it, too, does not require an explanation.
Madam Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 288, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to retirement of higher education employees.
Senator has also forgotten explanation. Further introduction of bills. Seeing none, we are now on the order of business reports of standing committees. Oh. I apologize. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
The order of business is third reading of Senate bills. Senate Bill 47, Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 47 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. Any discussion? You've heard the motion made by the Senator. All those of the opinion the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is on the floor.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 47 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the bill that expands the definition or what is a universe of people that have the ability to serve as legal guardians. The idea here is to improve the success ratio of people that are placed into legal guardianship and to make available to this wider body of legal guardians resources that would help them in facilitating positive placements in the adoption and legal guardianship area. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Senator from the 24th has moved that Senate Bill 47 be third read and finally passed. Is any senator wishing to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I do close.
The Senator is closed on the motion. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 47, an act relating to subsidized legal guardianship of a child. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford, Walsh,
aye.
Wasson,
Senator from Andrew, what purpose? Senator from Andrew votes aye. Senator from Cape. Senator from Cape votes aye. Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 9th votes aye. By 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that calendar, Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 7, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 7 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Johnson. All of those who are of the opinion the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is on the floor. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill that we debated on Tuesday evening. It deals with having the state being able to come in and have an immediate takeover of an unaccredited district. We had a very, very healthy discussion the other night. I want to thank my colleagues in particular from the Kansas City area who have worked really tirelessly on this. Be glad to answer any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion. Is any senator wishing to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Johnson is closed. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 7, an act relating to school accreditation with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster votes aye. With 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Johnson.
Mr. President, I now move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Secretary, call the roll on the emergency clause.
Okay.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
With 31 aye and 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that calendar, Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 33, Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 33 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from the 24th has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 33. Any senator wishing to be heard on the motion? You've heard the motion. All those who are of the opinion the motion shall carry, please say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is on the floor.
President, I move the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 33 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this is the bill we debated this week. It expands, essentially expands the definition of service dogs to allow mentally ill who are using service dogs to really lead a better life, to allow them, afford them access to public spaces similar to how we allow individuals who use dogs that are blind. So I'll take any questions anybody has, and with that, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Is any senator wishing to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. The senator from the 24th has renewed his motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 33, an act relating to accommodations for persons with mental disabilities. Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey, Dixon,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavoda, Libla,
aye.
McKenna,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves,
aye.
Parson,
aye.
Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaff,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
Wasson.
With 32 aye and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Newton. Hearing no objection. Of course you do. Senator from the 24th.
I move that the title be agreed to.
Senator from the 24th has moved that the title be agreed to. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 24th.
Come on up here.
you caused this whole thing.
Which it passed be reconsidered.
I move that the vote by which it passed be reconsidered.
Yep.
But really, seriously, this is the purpose of this is?
Yes, it's good exercise.
Or, okay.
Senator from the 24th has moved that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered. Senator from the 34th. Senator from the 34th has moved that the motion lay on the table. The vote occurs on the latter motion. All those of the opinion that the motion shall carry say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business announcements.
The order of business is announcements. Any announcements? Seeing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 11th, 2013.
You have heard the motion. All those of the opinion the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules until 4 p.m. Monday.